Today is 11th of May. I often think about how Ukraine and the world will change after the victory. Not politically or militarily, but culturally. How many new Hemingways, Picassos and Vonneguts will be born in the flames of this war, and how many old idols will fall. There has been a real cultural boom in Ukraine in recent years. Art exhibitions, literary festivals, concerts didn't seem to stop at all. Sometimes I got the feeling that everyone around is either writing books or recording albums or at least helping others to publish books or produce music albums. Some people manage to record music, write books, and even make films at the same time. It may seem that I am being ironic, but this is not entirely true. Ukrainian literature, Ukrainian art, Ukrainian independent cinema are in no way inferior to what you do, film, or write in the West. Just Google Ukrainian jazz or Ukrainian rockabilly. Look at the paintings by contemporary Ukrainian artists available on the internet. It is very, very worthy. I grew up with British and American culture, with Buddy Holly and Monty Python Flying Circus, but now my favorite musician is a bluesman from the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, and my favorite comedians live in Lviv and Uzhgorod. Now, of course, cultural life has been paused. Writers, musicians, and directors have joined the army or became volunteers. They collect money to support the army, look for and bring from abroad night vision devices, bulletproof vests, drones, and other things without which it is impossible to imagine a modern war. But the day will come when the Russian army will leave the occupied territories in disgrace, and the creators will return from the front. They will take off their uniform, hug their loved ones, and take on creative rethinking of their experiences in the war. And when the whole era of the new Ukrainian revival awaits us, the era which is unfortunately watered with blood, sweat, and tears, but without a doubt, the great era, maybe the greatest of all. There will be hundreds of books, dozens of films, thousands of poems and songs saturated with pain, hope, and great love for freedom. This will be a new generation of artists, heroes who have challenged the wild, mad Russia and broken all her cannibalistic plans. Their creations will put to shame articles and letters from cowardly loafers from respectable universities. They will destroy the authority of pseudo-intellectuals who demand not to help Ukraine and urge to negotiate with Putin. These are morally and intellectually dead characters. Just know that if someone tells you that Ukrainians should not be helped and Putin should be appeased, you are facing a dead person, because everyone alive, everyone real, is now on the side of Ukraine.